for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Well, we're going to put some smiles on some faces today. Good morning, Arizona. Come on into my house. It's Rosie on the House. No pouting, no fussing, no bad moods, no anxiety. We are every Arizona homeowner's happy place, and I'm throwing my doors wide open to greet you and have you come on in and sit down. Anytime in the next 2 hours, if you'd like to join the conversation, you're welcome to give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. And I opened by saying we're going to put some smiles on some people's faces. I'll tell you how we're going to do that. We're going to give away for free a top-of-the-line, brand-new Trane air conditioning and heating system to one lucky Arizona homeowner. I've got Jeff Carmichael here. An often visiting guest in our studio. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jeff is with Rias Air Conditioning and Home Performance. I love the name of that, because it's more than just air conditioning. You got to look at the whole picture, home performance.
That's right.
I love it. So you've come up with the idea that there is one air conditioning out there in Phoenix that just got to be replaced. And we're looking for the ugliest air conditioner, the most beat up, worn out, run down piece in the county. And you have to send us a picture of that unit to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And you need to do it right now because we're going to draw a winner in 20 minutes. At 9:30, someone is going to win an air conditioning system that's worth up to $13,000.
Yes, sir.
If you know somebody that's in need of this piece of equipment, you call them right now and tell them to snap a picture of that thing and get it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. A winner in just 21 minutes. Well, that's an awful generous offer.
Well,
yeah.
we're late to the game. We gave away two already.
Gave away two.
Yeah. So our customer base, it's kind of the least we can do is in such a difficult, challenging year we've all had, is try to put a smile on a couple of our customers' faces. So, we threw in a random drawing for our customers that scheduled their fall tune-ups. And we selected two individuals yesterday evening and notified them, and we're just as excited as they are to get those new systems on their home.
Yeah, I'd like to get that phone call.
Yeah.
You just want a new air conditioning system at your house installed for free.
Sure thing. Yeah.
Brand new. What kind of SEER ratings? What efficiency ratings are these units?
Yeah, so we're going as high as we can get. So
really?
Close to 20. Depending on the size and how the application goes, we'll get right about 20 SEER. But full variable speed outdoor, full variable speed air handler, everything will be as good as it gets.
All right. Again, you win it at 9:30 by sending us a picture of your worn out, beat up, run down air conditioning system. All right, let's talk air conditioning and heating in general.
Sure.
I tell people when they're trying to save money, particularly in the summer down here on the desert floor, to take a look at their October bill, take a look at their March bill.
Yep.
That's what electricity costs in your house.
Yep.
Because those are the 2 months we generally aren't running heat or air conditioning.
That's your baseline, yeah.
That is your base load. So when people start complaining about their air conditioning bill at $400, I usually can tell them, that's probably only about $120.
Sure.
Because your base rate's going to be in there at about $250 anyway for a 2,500-square-foot home.
Sure.
Take your base rate and take a look at what a 20 SEER unit can do.
Yep.
When the hailstorm took out both my air conditioners, now that goes back almost 10 years now, 11, we jumped in SEER from 10-year-old equipment to brand new equipment, my AC bill went down 20%.
Oh, yeah. And that.
Not changing the thermostat, yep. Living in exactly the same home, didn't add any insulation, didn't change windows, just went to a more efficient unit.
Yeah, when we go full variable, I mean, we see 40s and 50s, 40 to 50% reduction in utility use year over year, all day long. That's not uncommon with the units of today.
That's awesome.
It really is great.
Now, this time of year, we get a lot of phone calls about, I think my heater's broke. The air coming out of the register feels cold.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about heat pumps. I think people that move here, mm-hmm. used to gas heat or oil heat. You know, they go up to the register in the middle of the winter with their cup of coffee,
sure.
at the breakfast table, and boy, they feel nice, warm air coming out of that register.
Sure.
Heat pump's a different piece of equipment.
Yeah, it's not set it and forget it, if you will. It's not instant gratification, right? It's kind of like a tankless hot water heater.
That's right.
So if you were to think of how an electric heat pump would work, it's really similar. So you gotta build that heat up inside, and then also take into account whether you have a gas furnace or a electric system, an air handler, you got residual air in the duct system, and especially on cooler mornings, cooler nights, that heater's going to kick on, and you're going to force all that cool air out into the house. So I would say don't panic. Give it some time, and then determine, you know, after a couple minutes whether you have the heat or not.
It's one of the habits I have to ask new people to Arizona to relearn, you know, with a heat pump, set mm-hmm. the temperature, and don't get up in the morning and try and warm the house up.
Correct, yeah.
Just set a temperature you can live with 24 hours a day.
Set it and forget it.
Because a heat pump, if my memory serves me right, isn't going to generate air above about 90 degrees.
Correct.
So it's below your body temperature. And you put your hand up there, and it's going to feel cool.
Sure.
But it is heating your home.
Yep.
Slowly.
Slowly. Slowly but surely.
And then on those cold, wet mornings,
yep.
it can struggle.
Yeah, typically right around 25, 30 degrees. That's when the heat pumps are having a real hard time.
And the damper the morning,
yeah.
the harder they have to work.
Absolutely.
So we've got to educate people on how to live with a heat pump when they get here to Arizona.
That's right.
They work great in the summer,
yeah.
pumping the heat out.
Exactly.
But when you go to the reversing valve and you change to a heat mode, what you're asking to do is you're asking that heat pump to look outside for any heat it can find and move it into your house. And when it's 30 degrees and there's dew on the ground,
yeah.
it has to look long and hard to find any heat to push inside your house.
Yep.
So it's an interesting concept. Let's talk a little bit about the whole house environment.
Sure.
What do y'all find more often than not are the dilemmas people have in managing their comfort? I'm not ignore yeah. the bill, just the comfort.
So comfort doesn't come from your air conditioning and heating system. You know, that provides the source of the comfort in your home, or that is the source. But comfort comes from the different components of your house. So we take a look at, you know, your building envelope, which we refer to a lot as, you know, that's your doors, your windows, your walls, your insulation. And then more importantly, comfort's delivered through the duct system. And it's really an underrated component of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning is the ductwork. That's what provides even cooling, right? That's what provides clean air, which is top of mind right now. But you know, we see so often leaky ductwork, and that's bringing in dust and dirt and debris from your attic, and then undersized ductwork. So when you have undersized ductwork, you're choking your air conditioning system, right? So the big expensive item that you pay for, if that can't breathe properly, then you're not going to have comfort. You're not going to have the cooling capacity that you're paying for and trying to get into the home. And you're also going to, stunt the life of the air conditioning unit. So all those components work together, right, as a system for your house to keep you comfortable all year long. And more often than not, it's not problems with the air conditioning or the heating system. It could be your insulation. It could be your duct system. You know, so that's usually what we find is the problems. So
I don't know that I've ever been in any home, including my own home, that doesn't have duct leakage.
Yeah. So it's everywhere, and it's such an easy, it's an inexpensive of correction. I feel like every time I'm on, I go on a little tangent about leaky ductwork. But if you haven't had an energy audit on your home, and if you're curious if you have air loss in your duct system, there's ways that we test your home to find out and let you know how significant that air loss is, and then talk you through the solutions to that problem. And homeowners are shocked at how inexpensive it is and the benefits that they get from it.
You jump an old unit to a 15, 16, 17, 18 SEER unit, mm-hmm. and seal the ducts.
You hit a grand slam.
It's like a brand new home.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. The cooling and heating deliverance and capacity is day and night.
How even it is throughout the house,
how much
hot and cold
spots. How much cheaper it is.
to get to your comfort level.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guys. Phones are ringing off the hook here. People wanting to know where to send the pictures.
It's
info@rosieonthehouse.com. And I have to tell you, there are some ugly air conditioners
some ugly air conditioners coming in. We'll be announcing the winner at 9:30. That's just in about 12 minutes. Ugly air conditioner. If you've got one on your property, take a picture of it. Get it to us now at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've got operators and internet machine drivers looking at every picture coming in, and we'll throw them by Jeff's eye here in a few minutes, and we will pick a winner and announce it before the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. So get your picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you'd like to join the conversation or have questions about your home performance, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.